This is the Evotel Podcast. 20 questions.
Hi, and welcome back to another 20 Questions with Jonathan here at Evotel. Today we have Reese with us, a pretty important member of our team. You guys will be getting to know it a little later. Reese, you and I got to know each other during Newcastle.
Yeah.
But I still don't know all that much about you, so let's get into it. Who is Reese in three words?
Wow. Okay. Honest. Mm-hmm. Gets me in trouble a lot.
It does.
Funny, I think. And caring.
Caring?
Yeah.
I'll allow it. What do you do at Evotel?
Well, don't want to complicate things.
We'll talk about that one later, but like, just brief overview, what do you do?
Basically, we sign up all the complexes, estates, within certain regions that we build, and get those complexes and estates built with the fiber.
Yeah, so for all our complex listeners, you'll be maybe hearing from Reese or one of his team members one of these days. Question number three. So apparently, since I work at a soccer club, who do you support?
Arsenal.
Of course, you're a Gunner.
Thank you.
Date night, out and about or at home with a significant other?
At home, definitely.
What food can you not get enough of?
What food can I not get enough of? I like home-cooked meals, so like curry.
Ooh.
Yeah, bunny chows.
Okay, I can vibe. What do you do in your free time? You're going to say soccer, right?
Football, yeah.
Okay, cool. You have closed many a complex for us. What makes you good at your job?
I think it's just my ability to engage and interact with people. At the end of the day, it's all about just building those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically it.
You are very easy to talk to.
Thanks.
Clumsy or coordinated?
A bit of both.
Fair, you are a soccer player. Which movie do you wish you could live in?
Phew, The Avengers.
Okay.
I think I'm Spider-Man.
Okay. that's a vibe. What quality in another person makes you instantly dislike them?
Arrogance.
Fair. Mm-hmm. How are we friends? I'm basically walking arrogance.
Yeah.
you don't have to mention any names, but your first job. What was it? Was it in this industry, first of all? And second of all, did you bring any of those skills here, or did you have to sort of figure it out when we...
That's a great question. So, I actually come from a completely different industry originally. So my first job was in hotels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to work in Europe at one of the hotels in Scotland. And I think I would say I brought some experience or some skills here because, I mean, at the end of the day, hospitality was about
managing people,
engaging, managing the expectations, and building a relationship with your sort of clients within the hotel.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I same with my waitering. That's half of what I do now is waitering. Where was I? Oh, your dream destination.
Dream destination. It's going to sound so tacky, but I'd love to be in England somewhere close to the team that I love. going to every game, every weekend.
I honestly don't even know what city they're based in.
I'm sure my future wife wouldn't have that, so let's see what happens there.
Why fiber, or was it just the salesman that saw the opportunity in you?
I actually was given an opportunity to join a company that also does fiber, and from there it's just been a never-ending story. So yeah, I don't think I'll leave fiber anytime soon either.
Fair, actually, I think I'm stuck as well.
Yeah.
So not related to work, what do you think you do better than 90% of people? Don't say soccer.
I would say communication.
Fair. Where are you in 5 years from now?
In Europe.
Hopefully. Are you a big reader or are you a series guy? And if you're a big reader, what have you been reading? If you're a series guy, what have you been watching?
I'm not a big reader. I actually need to change that. I watch TV most of the time. But if I have started reading the Arsene Wenger biography, and to be lame, he's the ex-Arsenal manager. So back to football again.
No, man. Hey, look, it's fun and niche for me to talk about. Memorable moments on the road while acquiring an MDU?
Oh, wow. I wouldn't say there's like... one or two moments that are memorable. I think every time we hit the road, there's a different experience that we have, especially when we get to hit the road with our colleagues.
Mm.
So, I mean, every time we go to a different region, that day is memorable. The next day we go, that day is memorable. So
you guys do have a vibey team. Night owl or early bird?
Early bird.
Best part of your job?
The people.
Worst part of your job?
The people.
I think I said the same thing in mine. Bonus question. Where is Arsenal going to place in the Premier League?
I would say fourth. We are definitely going to get the top four, no question, no doubt.
Okay. Well, then thank you, Reese.
Thank you.
I'll see you over at the Frequently Asked Questions.
Thanks.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.